Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the 17th day of Sfira, which brings us to our next Kinyan, that of Mi'ut Sicha, having a lessening of speech. So what exactly does that mean? Let's explore three ideas about the meaning of Mi'ut Sicha. The first is of the Lechem Shamayim Rav Yaakov Emdin and the Tiferes Yisrael, who explain that Mi'ut Sicha means that we should avoid meaningless chatter. Because by doing so, first of all, we avoid waste of time. We shouldn't be wasting our time. Instead, we should be spending the invaluable minutes and hours that we have learning. And more so, says the Tiferes Yisrael, by avoiding meaningless chatter, we actually calm ourselves. We calm our soul. And in the 21st century, we can really appreciate what he's saying. His words are, Kedeshe tanuach hanefesh kitzas al zeh. Think about how much time we spend engaged in what he calls, what the Tiferes Yisrael calls, Devarim shel mabekach. Meaningless things, posts, blogs, opinions on social media, the wider media world, that after we read them, we inevitably just feel worked up. We feel uptight. And when we take a break from them, somehow we immediately feel an increased sense of calm, as he puts it, a soulful rest. When we withhold ourselves from these devarim shel mabekach, we better position ourselves to have the mental energy and wherewithal to engage not in devarim shel mabekach, not in the meaningless things, but rather devarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, the most important words in all of our life, those words of Torah. The second explanation is that of the Medrash Shmuel, who says that Mi'ut Sicha means that even within our learning of Torah, we should speak with a limited speech, which means to speak concisely and precisely. The Mishnah in Avos, Perek Aleph, quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says, Lo matzasi laguf tov mishtika. Silence is a virtue. We need to be comfortable in silence. We don't need to always talk to lessen a perceived awkwardness of silence. Instead, we need to develop a comfort with listening to others around us and to contemplating that which we are learning. And more so, the Gemara Psachim, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, says, La'olam yeshana adam le'talmido derech kitzara. A person should always teach his student in a shorthand way, which means that we need to have calculated and precise formulations that capture sharply and pinpointedly that which we are thinking and trying to convey. And by doing so, we enable our students and our audiences to understand more accurately the information that we are imparting. You know, Talmidim of Tversky Shlita get to witness this all the time. When they see their Rebbe pause in silence for minutes on end, just to find the perfect few words to express the idea that he wishes to share. That is a living embodiment of Mi'ut Sicha. And finally, an idea from the Medrash Shmuel, who says that Mi'ut Sicha means that we need to make Torah the focal point of our speech. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis, says, V'dibarta bam, we darshan from V'dibarta bam, v'lo bidvarim betelim. We need to ask ourselves, what do we speak about most often? What we tend to speak about reflects what we tend to care about. And our top care and priority needs to be the Torah. I once heard Rav Blachman Shlita speak about the Mishnah in Avos Perek Gimel, which we know says that three people who eat at a table and don't speak any words of Torah are considered like eating mizivchei meisim. And he explained that the Mishnah doesn't mean what some people take it to mean, that at the end of the meal, you know, we formally, out of necessity, stop the meal and say, ah, we didn't have a Dvar Torah, let's make sure to get in a Dvar Torah. That's not what the Mishnah means. What the Mishnah means is that our meals should be ones that are centered organically and naturally around Divrei Torah, that's the type of speech that fills our meals. And the Mishnah here, the Braisa here, by saying Mi'ut Sicha, is saying the same thing about our life in general, that Divrei Torah should be the organic and natural go-to focal point of our speech. So by acquiring the Torah with Mi'ut Sicha, number one, we disengage the meaningless chatter that weighs us down and prevents us from ideal Torah study. Number two, we articulate the Torah with precision and accuracy. And number three, we turn the Torah into not just something that we learn, but the way that we speak. V'dibarta bam. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.